You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We should probably say, you know, for the record, two happy birthdays today. Jeremy and I each have a son, and they share a birthday. Not the same year, but they're both July 10 babies.
So what are the odds, you know?
Happy birthday to Jeremy's little Reed, who's now a teenager.
That's right. Today's a big day.
And my son, Dominic, who's not a teenager.
Right. The big to-do today is I'm taking him to the pool. He wanted to go to the pool today. And then he wants to go to Olive Garden tonight. that was his request.
He loves the OG.
So I have unlimited salad and breadsticks in my future.
We'll be doing that tonight.
Yeah. Pretty exciting little evening.
And you know what's really weird is that schedules didn't work out. Dominic is actually in Denver right now from Hawaii.
Really?
Yeah, but I'm not.
Right.
So I'm like, I'm going to miss him by about, I don't know, a week.
Wonder if he wants to go to Olive Garden tonight.
Just go with you.
That's right.
Probably would.
He probably would.
I mean, come on. Anyway, happy birthday to the sons of the boys in the morning.
Yep.
Hope they have great days today. I sat on the couch last night. I had no plans to watch TV. I was just going to work. I've got a bunch of stuff I'm writing right now, and I was going to work on that, but I got distracted, watched it by myself. Gretchen wasn't feeling that good, so she went off by herself, and I watched that documentary about Nickelback on Netflix.
I didn't know there was one.
Yeah, and it's really interesting. It's called Hate to Love Nickelback, and it's a documentary, about 90-minute documentary, that traces everything from their, you know, humble beginnings when they were just kids growing up in Canada, little farm town of like 3,000 people, and, you know, getting their start and how it took years for them to finally break through. And then it covers all of the, you know, rise to the top when they were like the biggest selling act of the first decade of the year of the 2000s. Like, mm-hmm. Nobody sold more records. And then the huge plummet, right, with all of the, I hate Nickelback. And they, you know, talk to all the guys about that. And I'm one of those people who's really ambivalent about that band. I don't care one way or the other. I can take them or leave them. We should probably play one of their songs.
I love Nickelback. I do. I absolutely love them.
Yeah, I know you do. And I've got my really, really good friend of mine who's a massive Katie, not the Katie from our show, but my friend Katie, who was an unabashed while all of the, you know, hate was rolling that band's way. Katie's like, screw you guys. I think they're great. And it's really an interesting show. Now, I will say this. It's a puff piece. In other words, they approved of it and they participated in it. I would have probably been more likely to enjoy one that was completely detached from them. But it's still interesting, and I know you, and I know you love the band, so you should check it out on Netflix.
I will. That's funny. I mean, did they address was it real hate, or is it, it's just, to me, it feels like just a trendy thing to do to latch on, and
you get that feeling.
It's the sheeple mentality, you know?
Yeah, and it's very meme-oriented, right?
People
just like the memes. But there was a lot of hateful stuff that was, you know, like the band members. Like, Chad Kroeger would be walking down the street and people would roll a car window down and just scream at him.
You suck!
Or worse than that, you know?
Oh, poor guy. That's too bad. Well, I'll check that out. You said Netflix?
Yeah, Netflix. And, you know, it talks about, like, the health issues that three of the four went through. It was really crazy. And I don't know, really interesting. So that's my recommendation for you. And, again, you don't even have to like or dislike the band.
Yeah,
like music documentaries. It's a really cool one to watch.
I will put that on my my treadmill list, because that's my thing. That's the only time I really watch TV anymore is on the treadmill. So let me throw one at you that is completely different. It's called The Pez Outlaw, in regards to the little Pez candy dispensers.
Pez as in Pez dispensers?
The Pez dispensers. So it follows the story of this dude named Steve Glue. He's a small town Michigan man, and he made, I think it was something like $4.5 million over 11 years by smuggling rare Pez dispensers from Europe to the United States. And then he would sell them like on the black market and to all these Pez collectible people that are out there.
Well, wait a minute. Why do you have to smuggle him? Can't you just go and buy him and bring him in?
There was something, because there was like a battle between Pez International over in Europe and Pez America, and the the head of Pez America didn't want any of the European Pezes
get in
over
the head
in America.
Of?
I know, I know. So it's this whole thing. It goes through all of the, you know, bringing things from other countries, and how there was one little loophole that he was able to still bring these through, the, you know, at the airport and customs.
Dude,
like
this
bags
sounds fascinating.
Of Pez. Bags
I would
and
love
bags
to watch
of Pez.
This.
And the big takeaway is there's all these collectors out there of Pez dispensers. They're the God. Biggest nerds ever. They spend $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 on Pez dispensers. There's a lady on there who spent $11,000. On one Pez dispenser
well, listen,
for her collection.
You can't talk.
I can't talk.
If you added up all of your toys that you are still, as a 45-year-old
yes.
man, buying, that would
yes.
be well over $10,000, $11,000.
And I kind of get it. Like, that's kind of what caught my eye with this, is like, you know, people collecting toy-like things. I was like, I got to watch
this. What's
this
one called?
The Pez Outlaw, which is kind of what he named himself
that.
While he was doing this. He's like, I'm the Pez Outlaw. And it's this goofy little old guy now, and they're talking to him. And, you know, it went on in the early 90s. So it's worth
really
a watch,
cool.
too. It's just it's something completely different, you know.
Well, don't tell me how it ends, because I want to watch
won't.
That one.
Oh, yeah, he dies.
All right. There you go. From your boys
you
in
go.
The morning, you've got two documentaries that you can check out. If I had a Pez song, I would play it.